May's psychological approach is derived from existentialism. So let's start with a discussion of existentialism before we get to May in particular. Existentialism is a term applied to the work of certain late 19th and 20th century philosophers such as Kierkegaard, Nietzsche, and Heidegger. Despite differences in their philosophizing, they shared the belief that philosophical thinking begins with the human subject. You will note some commonalities with humanism, but existentialism tends to be a bit darker and pessimistic than humanism. A starting place for existentialism in philosophy is the assumption of meaninglessness or absurdity in the world. Existentialism became popular in the years following World War II and influenced many disciplines besides philosophy, including theology with the work of Paul Tillich. In literature, you may be familiar with the French writers Jean-Paul Sartre and Albert Camus. Both won Nobel Prizes, but Sartre refused his, saying a writer should never allow himself to be turned into an institution. Maybe some of you have read Camus' The Stranger. Even artists became more existential during the same period, recognizing that art is not an exact science, but it's more subjective and is a means of capturing the complexities of what the eye observes. In psychology, in addition to May, you may have been exposed to the work of Viktor Frankl, who in his book Man's Search for Meaning chronicles his own experiences in a Nazi concentration camp and his discovery that it's possible to find meaning in all forms of existence, even the most horrendous. There's also the contemporary psychiatrist Irvin Yalom, who among other things wrote the novel When Nietzsche Wept. We'll also talk about the work of another existentialist, Ernest Becker, who is actually a cultural anthropologist, but whose writings are the basis for terror management theory in psychology.